Well, I feel better about it than the last time you or someone in this group asked me the question, because we've had the chance to be on the field a little bit. The thing that was a lot different today was the fact that we were able to go against the defense. So a couple things changed, I think, from what we were doing the last couple, 2 or 3 weeks. The intensity level rose a little bit. I think what you saw was the guys struggling a little bit early on to be poised, you know, with some new coaches coming in and some new terminology. I think there was probably a little stress level, and it was kind of interesting to watch them work their way through that, and things settled down a little bit as we went. Each guy handles that a little differently. These guys are pros, and I think most of them were really excited to get out today. All of them seemed to me to be really excited to get out there. There was a little excitement in their play, and now you get to see guys compete more. And when we did it on air for the last few weeks, we're really trying to teach them these are the basic fundamentals, and now they got to apply it to having a defender there. So I thought it was a great first day. I thought the guys tried to play with great tempo. I think we have, just walking off the field, I haven't had a chance to see a lot of the video yet, but I think some of the basic things that need to get corrected, number one, would be communication. You know, offensively, if we're not all on the same page, we got a very, very low chance of being successful. So some of the times that you saw some mistakes, that we saw mistakes, we weren't together. Who did the center call? What protection did he set? Was the quarterback together with them? And some of the calls are new for these guys, and some of the guys are new. You know, some people have been added. They haven't played together before. So I think we'll get that point made real fast to them, that they got to get the communication ironed out right away so that we're all together. But I thought the effort was great, and I was really happy with that.
How would you describe the tempo of your offense? I know Joe Philbin talked about it being fast. You see a lot of quick pitches to the sideline. Is that just a staple of this offense? And I know that you guys did it with Philadelphia as well.
Well, I get, there are when you hear the word tempo being spoke about, there are probably a couple different meanings. And one of the meanings, when we say the word tempo to our guys, we talk about from the break of the huddle till the snap of the ball. And I think what you saw today, and I believe you were there at practice, most of the day we were in a huddle. And so even when we're in a huddle, we talk about playing with a certain tempo from when we break the huddle till we snap the ball. As we go forward, there'll be some other times we choose to operate a different way, and tempo will take on some other meanings. As far as the plays that you saw and how fast the ball was out today, some of it is the nature of what we installed today. Day one teaching, we always start getting the hitch in. There were a couple quick throws out to the receivers. So that was part of that was the nature of it. But in general, in our passing game, the ball is going to come out on time. And when number one is open, the quarterback is going to take whatever his set drop is, and the ball's coming out. If number one is one-on-one, we expect him to win, so we expect to throw the football. And so hopefully you see that a lot. Well, how long it takes is a work in progress. It's day to day. I mean, what we did today isn't going to be good enough tomorrow. And we made that clear to the players afterwards. They've got to get better. And there's no ending point. So when you ask how long does something take, that means that, well, at some point you'll arrive. But the mindset for them will be that there is no end. We aren't going to arrive. We're just going to keep going and getting better and growing. Talent-wise, I think we have what we need to be where we want to be. I feel excellent about how fast the receivers played today. I thought there were a lot of good examples of the running backs running the ball decisively. Not 100%. We'll address that. But for the most part, I thought we were pretty decisive with the football. I thought the quarterbacks were pretty decisive getting the ball out. It was mentioned the ball seemed to be coming out on time. If you see them back there holding the ball or patting the ball, you'll know that I'm not happy. Well, every once in a while I'll walk through the locker room, but not that often. But I'll see him all the time in the meeting room. I'll see him all the time on the field. And in all three of those cases, whether it's the locker room when I'm in there or the meeting room or on the field, I expect him to be a professional. I expect him to kind of live up to what the billing is. And the billing is a guy who was just in the Pro Bowl and a guy whose teammates and coaches and everyone in the organization looks to as a leader. And so I'm not going to have to – to me, the bar has already been set. And Mike and I walk into this relationship, professional relationship, with real clear picture. And I've got real high standards as far as what I'm expecting from the center. And we're going to put a lot on the center, on the practice field, and on the game field as far as setting the tone for our offense, making calls, getting everyone on the right page. And one of the most exciting things for me is the day that I first spoke with Mike. I spoke with him on the phone, and I laid out what I was looking for. He was very excited to do it. I think he's taken that bull by the horns. I think he's the right guy to get that done for us.
Talk about how the draft specifically impacted what you need to do
and
what you want to do in this offense
when you picked up. Well, after one day on the field against the defense, I should go back. We had rookie camp also. A lot of time on air. I feel excellent about how we've addressed the offensive line. I think we've brought in talented guys both in free agency and in the draft. It was no secret that was probably the number one talked about issue when I got here as far as the personnel of the offense. And all signs point to us having all the pieces in place. How they work together, you know, who takes the snap, who's on the right, who's on the left, all that stuff will get worked out. That's why we practice. But you walk onto the field today and you look at the bodies, and you all have been around and you've seen them. And as you watch them move, you say, okay, these guys look the part. They move like they're supposed to move. Now we got to get them doing it the right way.
What was the key to helping him transform from a guy who had 7 starts as a rookie to the number one passer in the NFL, great passer?
If it was one key, it would be easy, and we could bottle it and sell it, right? Each guy's different. I think that's important. I think it's important to set a standard for someone, to make it very clear. I think as a coach, whether you're the position coach or whether you're directing the offense, you got to do a couple things. Number one, you got to be a great teacher. You've got to make it very clear for them. I'll answer specifically with the quarterback position. Very clear what you expect. Not only what to do, but how to do it. And then number two, you got to be very demanding. Now, if you're demanding, but you didn't do a good job explaining how you want it done, then you're just kind of a jerk that goes and yells all the time, right? But if you do a great job teaching it, but you don't hold them to a real high standard, then their play is only going to reach a certain level and it's going to stop. But if you can do a great job teaching what I want done, exactly how I want it done, and then hold them to it every single day. There's no magic. It's a formula. And some guys have every guy has different traits that need to be improved than others. But if the quarterback is accurate and he's decisive, then you got to feel like you can work with them, you can mold them, you can push them, you can take them. Sometimes it takes a pat on the back. Sometimes you got to kind of hold his face to the fire. You know, every guy needs different things, and they might need different things on different days, but that's what we're here for.
All right, last one here. Ryan needs to get better. Where specifically? Are there any areas that you can?
Well, I would say I put a lot more credence right now into, or a lot more, I put a lot more emphasis right now on what we've seen on the film, on the field, than studying tape. We watch the tape, we watch the deep throws, the short throws, the good throws, the bad throws, and at some point we just couldn't wait to get on the field. But as we're on the field, we started right from the very beginning with how we want them to play physically. And it's no different than when we take my 9-year-old son, and if he's ever going to be the quarterback, how we're going to start with him. Playing with great fundamentals, the footwork, the base, playing on a certain tempo. As I finish studying the practice video from today, I want to see the ball coming out on time, letting his footwork tell him when it's time to throw it, and I want to see that he trusted us, that this is how it all fits together. The quarterback has got to play at game speed every day in practice. The receivers will catch up to him. But the quarterback's got to play at game speed, and that's the first thing we're trying to do with Ryan from the very beginning. Play at game speed every day, and what does that feel like? And the only way to learn it is to do it.
Last one.
Last year, this team had 3 receivers end up in the regular season, Ben Carlin Gibson. What have you seen from them out here on the field that encourages you that they can get back up to speed for this coming season?
Well, yeah, I can't talk about where they are in the rehab process and all that. I can tell you that I've seen all three of them work. They're all doing it. I think the correct term would be as able, you know, go as able as you come back. But as professional players, as receivers, they've got to be experts on their body. They've got to know. Now, that we have a lot of professionals working for them on when to push, when to pull back, when to rest. But when they come out and put the helmet on, when they go to run a route on these fields for the quarterbacks, they got to do it full speed. And I trust them. I trust that when they go out there to do it full speed, it's because they can. And when it's a time when they can't, that they pull back. I think you probably saw Armand more than the others in the team periods today. But I hope as we go, you'll continue to see both of them more and more, or all of them more and more. I think their focus, what I've seen them work, I see guys who are eager to get out there on the field with the quarterbacks, which is what we need. We'll all get better when we're all out there together.